Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, you heard that. There is Obama telling the French socialist president, who's completely above the law, and the entire French socialist leadership is on record having giant Swiss bank accounts that are tax exempt, as they raise taxes on the middle class to 100%+ to claw back any savings that were kept back under the old 80%+ tax rate. And let's hear that one more time. Obama, I can do whatever I want. Best part about being president is I can do whatever I want while he's walking along talking to the French delegation and the French president.
All right, we're breaking protocol here.
That's
all right. That's the good thing about being president. I can do whatever I want.
So, did he not know there was a shotgun mic on him, or did he know? No, he knew, and it's all part of flaunting the lawless criminality in our faces. And he's there bragging, hey, I'm really good at killing people with drones. He's really manly, and he's really powerful, and he's really good at getting rid of the borders by fiat and shutting down the power plants by fiat and launching wars and getting peace prizes for it. And he's really good implementing Obamacare, that's a law that's completely unconstitutional, that the blackmailed NSA spied on Supreme Court said, okay, it's constitutional as a tax to offshore banks that own the insurance companies. And the sky's the limit, ladies and gentlemen. That's why you're going to see government now go completely insane. It's already gone somewhat insane, but now it's going to go completely insane, making it up as he goes. Employer mandate delayed again. Obama rewrites Obamacare. Boehner is, again, trying to act like he is against Obama when he's actually working with him, but says that he exempts corporations, not families. And that's what we've been saying for 3 years looking at the bill. Also directly violates text of Affordable Care Act. Thought police. Firms must swear Obamacare not a factor in firings. That's right. They're saying you're not allowed to tell people you're being fired over Obamacare. Front runner, nearing impossible to defend. Crowdhammer, this is the stuff you do in a banana republic. Doctors, astonished to find themselves listed on Obamacare exchange. It goes on. Fit gym members forced to pay new tax via Obamacare. Avalanche of new regs still to come. Obama, I can do whatever I want. That's up on drudgereport.com, a nice daily roundup of the nightmare that is Obamacare. But the trendies don't care. They like going from 40 hours to 30 hours. They like losing their jobs. They like the country going bankrupt. The chicest thing is to be like a hobo who doesn't work and doesn't take care of yourself. And women are, because the television tells them to, and women and men as well imprint on whatever television says. So it says, throw yourself at the biggest loser. So the women just keep throwing themselves. Believe me, I witnessed it in Austin. At the biggest losers they can in delusional mass psychosis, narcissism, and then they just throw themselves at loser after loser, the dirtier, the dumber, the bigger the loser, the better they are, the bigger the winner, the worse you are, and then the women just keep waiting to, like, find Valhalla because television said they would get it, and the chicest thing is hobo clothing and living in dumpsters. We've got a Leanne McAdoo report on that coming up, and not having air conditioning and not having money, and it's just so stylish. It's so cool. Oh, my gosh, Obama, our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. So it's all coming up today. David Icke, he's going to cover the waterfront with us, and the Green Beret himself. That's right, Special Forces Doctor Commando. He didn't know that. He never told anybody that until he found out about it. It makes him even cooler. Dr. Group will be in studio with us. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Angioprim can clean blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is liquid oral chelation. It's not new science. 50 years of research has gone into chelation, and now there's Angioprim. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. The first thing Angioprim users say is they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on now at angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better and doing more. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant or go to angioprim.com for help. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's Angioprim at 877-882-7221. Get the facts about Angioprim. Begin living the life you want, doing the things you used to do again with Angioprim.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSKSLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you've got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
Joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
Get your partner! I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now.
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want us, come and take us.
March. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The revolution is there by day. You can't stop too far. And it's the world in which we have to live. And all the hate that's
the potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will continue to persist. In modern parlance, that sounds like terrorist talk, according to Homeland Security. Watch out for the government. Watch out for tyranny. Watch out for tyranny right around the corner. Why, don't listen to those voices, as President Obama has said. There's no tyranny. Government's good. And it's here to help you. And the foreign offshore banks that run it, oh, they really want to help you like they've done all over the world. And are you noticing what's happening to society? They're really helping everybody, aren't they, right now? Ladies and gentlemen, the Washington Times and others are reporting. Here's the headline. Gun owners beware. D.C. man faces jail for having empty shotgun shell. They SWAT team raid the successful businessman with no criminal record, including misdemeanors. Pointed guns at him and his wife, roughed him up, pulled the 16-year-old out of the shower. Tore the place apart. He kept his guns in another home outside D.C. But they found a spent shotgun case, shotgun shell, plastic, and they are charging him, and he faces multi-years in jail, at least a one-year incarceration, and D.C. says they're going to throw the book at him. All because a disgruntled family member dropped a dime on him. That's what tyrannies are like. People make stuff up. And the establishment always responds viciously because they want to encourage the general public to join with the evil. About 80% of countries and nations, empires throughout history are hyper evil. That's a guesstimation, reading so much history. 8 times out of 10, they're really bad. The other 20%, it varies from bad to somewhat free. But most governments are tyrannies, and they just get worse and worse from there until everything collapses. And we are now seeing this unfold here. I mean, the news I've got yesterday, I saw an article up on DrudgeReport.com. It's still red-linked up on Drudge Report. We did some video reports on this last night that are up on Infowars.com. David Knight covered it. National Guard trains to fight anti-government Second Amendment supporters. That's a quote. And they train where the school teachers are conservative gun owners, so they bioweapon the town and start shooting everyone. And they're training as if this is the new scenario. This article, Drudge links to the Media Trackers article. That's a big article. But the original is WSAZ out of Ohio, and then the Examiner says feds identify Second Amendment activists as terrorists. Yeah. And what's really going on is the scripting. This is what a re-education camp looks like on a mass scale, where in the dramas, the TV shows, the movies, the cartoons, the bad guys, the child molesters, the meth dealers, the child kidnappers, the torturers, the devil worshippers, the people that are going to blow the school up, are all the gun-owning patriots that like George Washington. Literally, if you watch television, you see it. It's just everywhere. Bone-chilling. Now, this was going on secretly under Clinton when we discovered it and got classified secret documents and made national news with it. Now, and I've told you this the last 5 years, it's operational. They've gone public with it. Do you know what that means? They're not doing this behind the scenes, ladies and gentlemen. They're rolling it out in almost every drill now of attacks on shopping malls and attacks on schools. And we've covered this, you know, the AP's covered it, where the homeschoolers in Michigan, all over the state, they call out the elementary kids, blow up a bus or a car that Homeland Security pays for, scare the kids, don't even tell them it's a drill, and then have people in camo come up and say, I'm for homeschooling and the Second Amendment, I'm going to blow your brains out. And the kids get totally traumatized, and the police go, we only know about the ones where the parents freak out and sue. We're sorry, won't do it again. There's a federal grant. I've had the school teachers on, one from Minneapolis, with her lawyer. This was 10 years ago. This is going on under Bush as well. It's a continuity of agenda. Where they took him out one of these drills and said, we're here for the Second Amendment. We're going to kill you because you're anti-Second Amendment. And they lined everybody up, including the teacher. She had to quit her job and had a mental break because for 20 minutes they said, prepare to die, and didn't tell them it was a drill. That was in the local paper. They was like, did it go too far? This is mind control. How many cases you heard where they have the kids at camp, at a public school camp, and they come with a guy with a knife and a gun and go, I'm going to kill you, and teach the kids to hide under the desk or whatever. A lot of times they don't even tell them, or they tell parents, there's going to be a shooting drill. Don't bring your kids, you know, next Thursday if you don't want to be part of it. Well, the parents still stick their kids in it, and it is, I've shown you the news clips, crying little kids with guys in hoods going, I'm for the Second Amendment, I'm going to kill you. I mean, we're talking freak level mind control, ladies and gentlemen. Freak level. And it's going on everywhere, and now it's on the TV everywhere, and it's in sitcoms and dramas and children's shows. Jakari Jackson had a report on it last year, where he shows all these cartoons, Green Lantern, the new Super Friends, all of it, all these shows where the militia's like, wearing tri-corner hats going, we believe in America and the right to bear arms. We're going to blow up the dam and kill everybody in the town. This is mind control. They are scripting that we're the terrorists, folks. And let me tell you what they're going to do. If we don't get them off balance and make a big deal out of this, everybody's saying, oh, Obama's done. He's been damaged. He's a dead duck politically. You know, he's a lame duck. No, they're not. This is the most dangerous time in American history, undoubtedly on every front. Folks, that's why he's running around saying, got caught on video in France saying, I can, quote, do whatever I want. In fact, let's just play that clip right now in case people just joined us. This is out right now from the Weekly Standard. It's also up on InfoWars.com. Here it is.
All right, we're breaking protocol here.
That's
all right. That's the good thing about being president. I can do whatever I want.
And he's doing whatever he wants on every front. And he's really good at killing people. So he gets a peace prize. And, ladies and gentlemen, they're going full court now. I've got articles here where when police pull people over who have concealed carry, they are telling them, you know, get out, get on the ground. I want your gun. I want to know where it is. And the guy's like, it's at home, so they blow up on him even more, and it's all on squad car video. And it's happening to concealed carry people all over the country now. With the new police, they're training under federal guidelines that when you got a concealed carry, a lot of times they'll just go ahead and get that gun out right up to your head because you're the terrorist. And they go home and watch all these cop shows and these dramas and movies where the guy that's going to nerve gas New York is an Alex Jones listener. This isn't a game. And they're scripting it so when they blow stuff up and release bioweapons, you name it, blow up dams, you name it, sky's the limit, people will already believe, yeah, they kept saying these guys were going to do it. This is the most obvious frame-up I've ever seen in my life. I mean, this is like if your neighbor ran around for a week saying, you know, Bill's a cocaine dealer, Bill's a cocaine dealer, and then, you know, you call the cops come pull over Bill, and there's the cocaine in the back, right where Bob, the neighbor, said it was. Any smart police would say, you know, How did you know about that? Oh, I don't know. I just knew. Let's take you in for questioning. It's so obvious the frame-up is going on.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit priproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
What if you could shift into a parallel universe right now and be the solution to any problem you're facing? I'm Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNA Drops and author of Misfit to Millions, based on my true life story. 4 years ago, I was dying with PTSD, Lyme's disease, and virtually homeless. Ion and the RNA drops gave me a new life, new DNA, and the power to become a millionaire in just a few short years. I want to pay that forward to you. Get a copy of my book, Misfit to Millions, and I'll give you a free bottle of the RNA drops, the product that saved my life. I've got $199 in free bonus gifts for the first 200 people that go to misfittomillions.com. That's M-I-S-F-I-T-T-O millions.com. Or call 888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231.
Take your power back.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. This says it all. The Babylon system is the vampire.
Babylon system is the vampire.
Sucking the children's blood.
Sucking the children day by day.
The childlike minds of the public. Shove the little children.
It's the Babylon system.
And we need to break with the vampires. The vampires want you chained down, weak, controlled. They are. are parasites, ladies and gentlemen. And through all cultures and all history, it's the same type of people that rise up and take over until the people stand up against them. And let me quantify why I'm making such a big deal out of gun owners being persecuted everywhere, Bloomberg being caught in secret meetings, 50 mayors quitting, more today when they said the plan is to register and confiscate. They're trying to line up the cities, the states, everybody for the criminal takeover. And here's the big news. The military and the police have been trained covertly and directed for war with the American people with the key officer-level cadres for 20-plus years, conservatively. Now they have expanded it down to the lower ranks, have given civil unrest and gun confiscation training to almost all of the armed services at every level, and are accelerating demonization, propaganda, brainwashing, not against just guns, like Holder ordered the media to do. We have that clip of him publicly on C-SPAN saying it. So they have to act in the open like it's no big deal because it's so outrageous. This is a criminal, racketeering conspiracy against this free country. This is a foreign banking coup d'etat with a bunch of socialist communists and other people who have a real score to settle with Americana, who are going to be the enforcers, literally persecuting the living daylights out of people. And it will become a self-fulfilling prophecy where people have no other choice but to fight back. See, we're then going to be the terrorists. They are lining the country up for civil war directed by the occupied federal government, and they are going operational everywhere, preparing the police and telling them, veterans are going to IED your police department and your vehicles. You need armored vehicles. You are going to be attacked by gun owners and veterans and libertarians. You are going to be attacked by the Tea Party. The Pentagon is shifting to its main NORTHCOM directive. It's not stopping cruise missiles coming in off Chinese subs, folks. This is public. It is war with anybody that is half decent. And a lot of you know this is true now. It's all going public. You're deciding to join with the evil, aren't you? Because you're cowards. You'll play along with it when they blow up a sports stadium or a dam or a school or nuke a city and say the Patriots did it. And you'll line up and you'll go out and you'll arrest and hand us over to the mercenaries who'll go kill us. It isn't going to happen like that. People very quickly are not going to just sit there when you come. They're going to go on the offense, which is the best defense. And they're going to roll out, and no amount of hardware is going to help you. I mean, you can't hold Baghdad with 300,000 U.S. troops, 100,000 of them in Baghdad. You think you're going to hold this country? We've already identified you. Everybody already sees you're not cloaked. You're not operating in the dark. You're operating at high noon, and everybody sees it coming down. And my job is to back these people off and to be bold enough to tell it like it is. To be bold enough to be honest, to risk my life so that we have a chance to stop these people. And the least you can do if you work in the system as a bureaucrat, as a data miner, as a police officer, as a psychologist, as a doctor, as a social worker, as a teacher, as a bureaucrat, as a banker, is start leaking intel to the people, start not complying quietly, and the system counts on compliance. It's basically weak. You empowered it. You've got to speak out against it. You've got to identify friends and people that know what's going on. You've got to start resisting. You've got to create under Noam de Plume's your own website, your own YouTubes, your own pen names. You can operate publicly, not publicly. But the general public has to look in the mirror and not just blame the bureaucracy. We let this bureaucracy turn into this. You want to know who the problem is? Look in the mirror. As V from Vendetta says, I know why you did it. We ought to come back and play the clip where he takes over the TV station. Go to YouTube and type in, or we've got it back there on DVD in Dew's office, or we used to. But people use this place like a library. It's not bad, but stuff comes and goes. The point is that it's the part where he says, I know why you did it. You wanted it to be easy. You wanted to believe everything was okay. You wanted to give your liberty over to somebody else to protect you. But now you know you're a slave. What are you going to do about it? Oh, there are some that are more guilty than others, and they will be dealt with. But if you want to know who's really behind it, look in the mirror. We all have to put in the maximum effort right now, or I'm telling you, I'm telling you, the clock's ticking, folks. They are getting ready to stage false flags and blame it on us. What do you think Boston was? What do you think Sandy Hook was?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the
run. It's game time, folks.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I can tell you they're getting ready to move. I can feel it. I can see it. The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Good evening, London. Allow me first to apologize for this
emergency chat.
I do, like many of you, appreciate the comforts of the everyday routine, the security of the familiar, the tranquility, repetition.
Bloody hell.
Enjoy them as much as any bloke. But in the spirit of commemoration, whereby those important events of the past, usually associated with someone's death or the end of some awful bloody struggle, are celebrated with a nice holiday, I thought we could mark this November the 5th, a day that is sadly no longer remembered, by taking some time out of our daily lives to sit down and have a little chat. There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Let me think.
I suspect even now orders are being shouted into telephones and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's time for supper.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is
something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and subverting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
Inspector, you're almost through.
Last night I sought to end that silence. Last night I destroyed the Old Bailey to remind this country of what it has forgotten. More than 400 years ago, a great citizen wished to embed the 5th of November forever in our memory. His hope was to remind the world that fairness, justice, and freedom are more than words. They are perspectives. So if you've seen nothing, if the crimes of this government remain unknown to you, then I would suggest that you allow the 5th of November to pass unmarked. But if you see what I see, if you feel as I feel, and if you would seek as I seek, then I ask you to stand beside me 1 year from tonight outside the gates of Parliament, and together we shall give them a 5th of November that shall never, ever be forgotten.
Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is this. No army can stop an idea whose time has come. No army can stop an idea whose time has come. And ideas, my friends, are bulletproof.
Which is a wisdom. So we have Gideon right there.
His name?
Happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the info war.
You are the info war, ladies and gentlemen. Ahead of David Icke joining us and ahead of Dr. Grubb being in studio, Dr. Edward Grubb, I want to open the phones up right now to police currently serving in the homeland and to currently serving military or recently out, that could even be the last decade, who've been part of these now public drills where the gun owners, libertarians, veterans, again, number one enemy returning veterans, are cast as the bad guy. I mean, imagine if they were having drills where black people are going to go kill everybody at the school or where Hispanics are. Or where Catholics were, or Jews were, there would be an incredible outcry. But, oh, veterans as a group. Oh, gun owners. Oh, libertarians. Oh, conservatives. Oh, Bob Barr supporters. Remember that in the Mayak report? Oh, Ron Paul supporters. Yeah, oh, they're terrorists, police. Go ahead and arrest them. I saw that in Law Enforcement magazine years ago. It said, you know, they got to get us out of the UN sticker from the John Birch Society. Go ahead and take them in. And, chiefs, you support them. We're sure there's something they're doing wrong. Statistically, folks, John Birchers are probably the lowest crime rate of anybody out there, and everybody knows that, who studies history, criminology. I mean, I can't think of more upstanding people than the John Birchers I've known in my life. I'm not even part of the group. But they list them as evil terrorists, basically. The more upstanding you are, the more you won't sell out, the stronger you are, the more committed you are, of course you're listed as an enemy by this criminal takeover. Of course, clean-cut, hard-working veterans that own businesses are being watched. because they're scared of you. These crooks are scared of men and women who have honor in their hearts and who want freedom. And we're being listed as the terrorist. I am listed as someone who wants violence and a revolution on MSNBC and CNN. Because I tell them, I know you're preparing for war with us, and if you try it, 1776 will commence again. Those aren't just words. We're taking action. They said, there's no open carry in San Antonio. We don't care what the state law is. And over 1,000 people marched down there in defiance, and the police backed off and did their duty. But after we left that night, they arrested somebody open carrying right there. It's disgusting. They think they're playing it safe. You're not playing it safe. Yeah, I do like the sheriff of Liberty County, Florida. He read the statute on air with us. I read the statute when he got arrested. The sheriff. And it said if someone's going to or from work or transporting money, they can have a concealed firearm in the vehicle for their security without a permit. But if you feel that they were transporting it outside of that, it's written where they can decide. Written, it's a bad statute. He said, listen, you arrested this guy with no criminal record for a gun coming from his work? Let him go. He said to his deputies, you want to carry guns off duty too, don't you? You like, I mean, let him go. Get rid of that fake report. They arrested him. The governor tried to make sure he went to jail. The jury, no building. The jury said not guilty. Grand jury with no bill. It was the jury in the court trial. Because they're afraid of the enforcers deciding to follow their oath. They're scared to death, so they want to intimidate you. That little police chief out in that small town of New Mexico, when he got to the airport to fly into Las Vegas to be part of a constitutional sheriff's meeting, and he went in there, and they harassed him and sent the feds in trying to get him fired, and the fed was there knowing what he was going to, knowing what he was doing. And then now a lady's reading a conservative Jewish newspaper, and they interrogate her for 30 minutes and rifle her stuff. They're thought police, folks. When I go to the airport, the low-level TSA will be like, oh, hi, Alex, how you doing? And the manager will walk over and go, well, Jones, where are you going? And what's your planning? And I'll say, well, you know, you've got my ticket. Answer my questions if you want to fly. It's all about lining me up, teaching me I'm a criminal, teaching me, and next is, come with us, and that's already starting. Come with us at the airport, that's an internal checkpoint, and you disappear. And then, oh, don't say anything about Alex, they might get you. No, we all got to stand together against this evil of illegitimate criminals. They will succeed and take over if you're afraid of them, folks. You should be scared to death of not taking action. History, facts, my gut, everything says, fight these people head on, call them out, speak out against them. And the minute, the reason they'll come after us when they say it's a false flag, and I know that, is they know we've got reporters and myself and auxiliary reporters around the country that are going to go to their press conferences. When they stage a Boston bombing or an event, we're going to have our people there in hours. We're going to expose the drills, the setup. We're going to get the photos the FBI says don't look at. They had Secret Service, when Obama wasn't even there, come and threaten Dan Bondi with all sorts of bodily harm if he kept asking questions in the press conference about the drill. And the FBI looked at the media and they said, you do not talk to this man or look at his photos. And the media literally saluted, except a few national media came over and said, we know it's a drill. They're killing people. They're finding them dead in the rivers. Man, you got a lot of courage. People can make jokes about people like Bondi because he's a real normal guy and everything is, you know, up there with his East Coast accent. But he's a real guy who's got courage, not once, not twice, but three times to have feds come up and start bumping into him going, you better watch it, punk. You know something's going to happen. He said, fine, do whatever you're going to do. I'm going to ask the questions. He's not a coward. You people in this gang system that think, you know, you've got all the power because you've got the system. You've got all this power from sucking off the people. And you got a traitor government saying the veterans and gun owners are the number one threat. That's like Hitler did. This is so flaming tyrannical. This is on fire with evil. This is outrageous. Outrageous how naked this is. How brazen. How belligerent. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know. They've already done all the TV conditioning, all of it. Their plan. I'm going to open the phone number up for police and military, and I'll go right to you because we got David Icke coming up. I want to hear what you think about a guy with a shotgun case, spent casing, literally, that they dug through all of his hunting and fishing stuff and, you know, and found it in a vest he'd forgotten to take out, and they're going to try to put him in jail for years in D.C. I want to know what you think about Bloomberg getting caught in secret meetings saying once we register, we're going to ban. I want to know what you think about the federal grants you get where you go and you train at public schools to condition the kids that the gun owners are going to come kill everybody because they're mad about the Second Amendment being violated and they're going to use bioweapons, that the school biology teachers are terrorists. They had some glitter on a poster out in California a few months ago. And some of it blew, and they said, you're trying to make people think there's a bio attack. They've got people where there's a backpack on the ground. I mean, I've been at the airport before and walked off with my bags to get a coffee, and people are like, hey, your bags. I'm like, Starbucks is 10 feet. I know. My crew's sitting right by the bag, lady. It's always a woman. Nothing against women, but they're the ones that are more congenial in tribal situations to try to comply and be nice people. The problem is you got evil running the country. And repeatedly, I have had one time at Austin Bergstrom, I got up to go get some barbecue. I mean, some utensils for my barbecue, and I was waiting to fly out. And a woman again went, sir, don't leave your bag. And it was literally 15 feet to the paper towels and utensils. This woman is shaking in fear that there's terrorists everywhere when the government runs the terrorists publicly on record. And that's all out in the open now. So they're segueing from forget Al-Qaeda, why it's the gun owners. I mean, this is incredible. And we've got to make this break into the media and have a serious talk about this. I mean, remember what came out last year? We first broke it. Leaked to us, actually, out of a PSYOPs group. I mean, I'll just say it because they're all being tracked. They know it. They're not. They don't care. Out of Fort Hood. Where they said the evangelical Christians are criminals, you're not to give money or go to one of their churches or be part of the Tea Party, or you will be called before the man and court-martialed. And then Fox News picked it up. And they went, okay, the Secretary of the Army said, we're going to stop that now. Man, I mean, imagine. This is like a Soviet takeover, folks. This is the real deal ahead of them going operational, and then all hell's going to break loose forever, basically. The end of our way of life, the end of prosperity, dead citizens, dead police, dead military, hell on earth. I mean, this is a nightmare situation where the globalists play us off against each other. So at the end of this segment, the next segment, and the next one, I want to talk to police and military. We only got time for a few, but I want you to call in right now. Give me your take on this. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I've already talked too long. I promise I'll go right to you when you come in. Go ahead. We've opened the phones up. 800-259-9231. Briefly, I've never been more alive than I am now to be taking action into the face of this thing. And this is what we're all born to do. Every generation goes through different struggles. We're going through a very serious one. One of the greatest humanity's ever seen. And history's happening right now. So nobody should say that they're bored. Please support us. Please get the fine products at InfoWarsLife.com, the Survival Shield, radiation protection, overall thyroid and other body health. This has done wonders for so many people. The Super Male Vitality that helps block all the estrogen mimickers that are being put in everything. The Fluoride Shield that I think is really the best value. Nation Iodine and five other ingredients known to detox. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com has the survival seeds, non-GMO at the lowest prices, the widest selection, the books, the films, the Molon Labe t-shirts came in today. They're going up on the shopping cart today. It's the best Molon Labe come and take it design out there. Bar none, incredible job that one of our old graphics guy got to do it, that Cade did. It's just unbelievable. So that's going to be going up on the shopping cart later today, 800-800. You can go 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 to call online or InfoWarsStore.com, obviously. But again, I get in a hurry plugging in and start babbling in 18 other directions. I'm so freaked out about how obvious all this is and the fact that we've got to get the public to realize this is happening that I can hardly even talk at some points. Let's go to Steve, who's in Pennsylvania and I guess is active due to active duty military. Steve, what is your take on all this? Do you think I'm wrong, or what do you think? Let's pot Steve up there on the network for me real quick. Go ahead, Steve. You're on the air.
You there?
Yes. Yes. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're dead on. I was in the military for 6 years. I just got out the other year. And I woke up beginning of last year, and it seems like everything you've been saying for the past year or so has been right on. No doubt about it.
And I can't even believe a real takeover is being attempted right now. Even I can't believe it's really happening, even though we saw all the signs, and even though it's happened in other countries over and over again. But it's so crazy. Imagine the majority of drills are for veterans and gun owners killing children to demonize veterans, gun owners, and conservatives. I mean, this is outrageous. Where is the Republican Party hauling the Attorney General up for impeachment right now?
Well, you can't trust either party.
I know.
They're the problem is they're both, you know, joined together at the hip. That's the problem.
Well, let me ask you this. When you were in, before you got out a year ago, were you ever part of these drills? Because I've been to them that are public where they train to fight guys that literally have beards and wear John Deere hats. Basically, they train to fight Hank Williams Jr. Were you ever part of that? Or did you ever hear about any of those drills?
I was never a part of those drills, but we did have a company come in from, they were doing a video for West Point, and they actually asked some of us to go and work with this film crew and stuff, because we have a large National Guard base about 10 minutes from my house, where my unit used to be at, and we had this little training town that was out there in the middle of the woods. And we'd go out there, and they'd make videos of us kicking down doors and all sorts of other stuff for training videos. But I was never part of an actual drill.
But I exactly, and West Point is now publicly training, but the main enemy is the Tea Party. That's in Forbes, Associated Press, you name it. But the AP reports it like it's a good thing. Thank God the Pentagon's going to smash people that don't want to turn their guns in and have the state run their kids. Go ahead.
Well, when I was in, you know, I always told all my guys that were in my platoon or in my company or anybody that was lower enlisted, you know, remember your oath. And I, even now, since I'm out in the IRR right now, even though I'm out, I still talk to, like, military officers. I still talk to my old soldiers I used to serve with. And I still tell them, remember your oath. I mean, we all swore an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So we all have to live by that oath. I live by mine every day. Last year, since the Sandy Hook shooting, and I looked into all that and found out it was mostly a hoax that was perpetrated by our government. I've been looking into, you know, and researching everything that goes on now. I've been calling my congressman every week, every 2 weeks, to make sure they get the point across, hey, you ain't getting our guns.
Exactly. Everybody's just got to continue to speak to friends and family. We're the majority. We're the Americana culture. The culture of America isn't perfect, but it's a billion times better than the globalist synthetic slave culture. God bless you. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, Cy Hirsch, the Pulitzer Prize-winning two-time investigative journalist, he came out last year and concurred with us and said the Bin Laden raid was 100% fake. I talked to an active-duty Navy SEAL that's friends of the family, I'll leave it at that, weeks after it happened. I've had family of people that died in the helicopter that was blown up on saying they know it was set up to kill their family, and they were killing, the Navy SEALs were sent in on a Bin Laden body double. We even know the guy's name. And now, today, they've come out, and it turns out the Pentagon claimed they had photos of it and video and all this stuff, and then, quote, when they were ordered to declassify it, it was, quote, all destroyed. It was fake. They court-martialed hundreds of people on the ship, the aircraft carrier. Now it turns out there was no body dumped overboard. That's come out in mainstream news. It's all lies, folks. He died of kidney failure a long time ago. He was a high-level globalist asset above CIA. It's all fake. And yes, we don't know exactly what happened with Sandy Hook, but we got a good idea. They bulldozed it. They've covered it up. Real kids were killed there, but they did have confirmed actors putting out the official story, and Bloomberg got caught in internal memos that have been leaked preparing the day before for the big push and saying, prepare now for the news blitz. That's that. Look it up, folks. I mean, it is incredible. And they just count on everybody's ignorance to not understand this is real. I mean, this is so horrible. I wish this wasn't true. You know, it's like when I got the word my uncle was basically brain dead and was going to be turned off and die. And I was going to get out there, but he died really quick after they took him off. They thought he'd fight a few days. It's like I've now accepted he's dead and he's gone. And we have to accept America is pretty much dead. But it's like a spirit. It's not a person. It could be resurrected in our hearts and minds if we want. Not the perfect America the media's pushed, but the real America that at least has basic freedom compared to other nations. We're in deep trouble, folks. This is real. And I'm having to come to grips with, man, it's really as bad as we thought and worse. With a bunch of scum that have got a score to settle with people that love freedom. Let's go to Glenn in Kentucky, who's police, then Raymond, who's military, and Rabbit, who's military. Go ahead, Gene. What's your take on all this?
Yes, sir. My cousin's just recently retired from Kentucky State Police, 20-plus years, PR officer. And his direct response to your story on the illegal checkpoints is highly decorated. You can check him out if you wanted to. I can give you your name off air and make sure that it's who it is. But he says, well, I must chime in here and explain the constitutionality of the RAID program. Folks think there is a God-given right to drive a car on the roads without being bothered by the police. That's the furthest thing from the truth. Bottom line, driving is a privilege and not a right under state law. Now, can a police officer stop someone in a traffic stop for no reason? No. Checkpoints have been ruled constitutionally legal as long as the encounter is quick and to the point. Can I see your license and registration? Of no apparent violations, send them on their way. Being a Commonwealth has...
But then they release illegals when they find them. No, I've seen those quotes in the news. Now they're looking for people with food in the car or who look like they might have been eating, and then they pull you over and go, have you been eating? Okay, here's a ticket. It's pure conditioning. I appreciate your call because we're going to police and military as quick as we can. Let's talk to Raymond in Illinois, listening on WCKG in Chicago. You're military. Are you current, or did you just get out, and what's your take on this?
No, sir. I've been out for some time now. I have a son that's in, and my comment was they are gearing up. The Masons, I live in a small town, the Masons have been having meetings quite frequently. Wisconsin, all the major roadways are putting gates on the overpasses, barricades.
Well, I know this. They are getting all the kind of the insiders and all the cities ready for collapse and telling wealthy families, hey, be part of the system, we can protect you, acting like they don't know why the collapse is coming. The globalists engineered all this. That's the point. See, that's why they staged a crisis, is because they can pose as the savior.
Well, I know that. You woke me up quite a few years ago, and I've woken up a few members of my family, but there's others that don't want to listen, that, you know.
Oh, yeah, don't know. You'll have 300-yard-wide medians all over the U.S., and they're putting cables down the middle of them. It's got to be billions of dollars nationwide, so you can't. I mean, it's for control. And they admit it's for that. I mean, this is just hellish what they're doing. God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. Rabbit in the Midwest, are you former or current military?
Former.
So what's your take on all the TV shows, everything demonizing gun owners?
Well, I'm sure you can talk to David Icke about this a little bit more. But surprisingly or not, I think it's a good thing in terms that it will cause the spiritual evolution which America needs to reboot itself morally and on an individual level.
I hear you. I appreciate the call, Rabbit. But, I mean, I want police and military to call in. They call in all the time, and I don't ask them to. They've been part of these gun confiscation drills. But now they're on record in the news. They're training all over the country to fight gun owners and saying we're terrorists, we're going to blow stuff up and kill kids. Demonizing us ahead of a political purge, folks.
Thank you for listening.
I mean, this is a historical, absolute red-level emergency. Warrior calls coming up in the next 5 minutes, then David Icke's going to join us. In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family?
fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.